You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening. A welcome to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are. I'm your host, Christina Doyle, here on Tuesday, November the 7th. The months are just going so quickly. We're into fall, and it really is a fall day today out here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada. I hope you are finding this ministry an encouragement and a blessing as we are about to begin our program with our Hail Mary. Ready? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Well, good afternoon, everyone. It's nice to be here with you once again every Tuesday and Friday afternoon from 1 o'clock to 1:30 here on the Father's Quilt. And we sincerely encourage you to look us up on the website, as you will find some archives of previous broadcasts. So in case you ever miss some of them and you haven't been able to tune in, well, good news is on the way. There will be broadcasts that you'll be able to hear. I know they're in the process of gathering all those up and organizing it in a way that'll be easy for you to access. So I look forward for that as well for you. So here is a little bit of a tidbit. After 2 years of professional baseball with the St. Louis Cardinals, Frank Betcher hurt his arm and had to give up baseball. He spent 2 years in a dismal job, and then he switched to selling life insurance. His first 10 months in this new work were the most discouraging months of his life. He would make many calls without selling a single policy. Finally, Betcher decided to burn up the paths in life insurance, just as he had done in baseball. The next day, he sold a policy to his first prospect. That was the beginning of a spectacular career. Insurance people tell this writer that Betcher is regarded as having been one of the greatest salesmen in history of life insurance. And on the subject of developing enthusiasm, Betcher says, there is only one rule: to become enthusiastic, act enthusiastic. So we need to practice enthusiasm even in the most commonplace things, and presently the immense power of enthusiasm will begin working wonders for you. Dare to be your best self where you ought to be. Dare to be a bigger human being than you've ever been. You know, it kind of aligns with this whole idea of positive thinking of your self-image of yourself. So when you look in the mirror and you say to yourself, what do I see? Do I see someone genuine? Do I see someone with fault? Do I see someone who cares, who has regrets, but is also remorseful and is willing to move forward. And that's, you know, that is the whole idea of reconciliation, of bringing ourselves to the Lord and saying, you know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Here I am. I've made so many mistakes. And I include myself when I discuss anything with you, dear listeners. It's not like I'm pointing the finger to you, God forbid. I am the first one to tell you I'm full of mistakes and full of errors, and I continue to make them. And it just shows how limited of a human being I really am. I'm full. I can't believe myself, all the things that I think to myself, why did you say that? Or why did you do that? You know better than that. And of course, I throw all that negative talk onto myself, and then I feel guilty too. So we all experience this because we're only human. We're not perfect. And so we are always trying to cleanse our soul. We're always trying to renew our soul and our spirit in ourselves, because we do realize our limitations. But we're also very grateful, and we're very fortunate that we have Jesus. We have a living God who knows all our faults, who knows all the mistakes we're making and will make. Oh my gosh, I shudder to think what else I can do besides put my foot in my mouth half the time or say something I shouldn't have, you know. So I understand totally. So I don't want you ever on the other end of this broadcast to ever think, oh, is she talking about me? No, she's always including herself in that. Always remember that. And here's another little bit. You may say, well, you know, Christina, you don't know the difficulties I have. There are so many problems. I have inner conflicts and all kinds of trouble. You tell me not to be depressed, and yet, let me ask you, would you want all those problems and troubles to be taken away from you? Who made this world? Some whimsical being? Some devilish individual? Or was it someone with wisdom? You know, and I know, precious listeners, it was someone with wisdom. Because everywhere you find order and law, and wherever you find order and law, you are beholding signs of intelligence. This world was created by an intelligent God. He put you in it and me in it, and he put some of the trouble in it along with us. Why? Because he wants to make a great person out of each of us. If he didn't care whether you ever amounted to anything, he wouldn't have put any difficulty in your life. Believe that all the resources you need are in your mind. That is a formula that really works. Try living one day at a time without any unhealthy thoughts. It may be really difficult, and it will be, but try another day until it becomes habitual, and life will move in the direction of becoming healthy, vital, and alive. You know, what we say sometimes is what we are. If we believe we're bad, then we end up doing bad things because we think we're worthless and we haven't added up to anything. We're 30 years old, or we're 40 years old, or we're 50 years old, and we still haven't learned our lesson. But you see, we never can lose hope in Jesus. Jesus looks beyond our faults and looks at our inner heart. And he looks at your heart, dear listener. He looks at you, and he loves you, and he knows what you've gone through. He knows you've made mistakes, and he, as I said, he knows you're going to make others. But with the presence of Jesus, with your faith to bring it to the cross and say, Lord, I'm not perfect. I know I've made these mistakes, and I don't know why I keep repeating the same thing. Here I am in the same situation I was yesterday. Why can I not move forward? Always have faith, dear listener. Have faith. And keep uttering words of faith. And if you must, and I do suggest, the Bible. And if you have the Bible, then first of all, you've done the best thing you could ever do. Romans 12:12. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Oh my gosh, dear listeners, when you hear that scripture, it's so powerful. Romans 12:12. Put it in your heart, speak it with your mouth, and believe. This is what it is. We are not of this world. We belong to Jesus. We are created by God in His image. And so we are here. Yes, we are making mistakes, but we can't be conformed to this world. It says to be transformed, to change, to have a renewing of your mind. You know, that nasty tape you've been playing in your head over and over again, that nasty tape that says, I'm not good, I'm, you know, you're not, you know, you do many things, you're not right, you're evil, you're a liar, you're a cheat, you're dishonest, you're hurtful, you're this, you're that, all that. Get rid of that and stop the tape. And imagine yourself taking that reel of tape out of your head and taking it, winding it all up, and just throwing it in the garbage. Just throw it away and start putting a new tape in your head that says, God loves me. Jesus has forgiven me. Jesus is with me. God will not forsake me. God will not leave me. God will always be with me every step of the way. Even when I feel He's not there, He is there. He is there. He's there right now as we speak, and He's here with me as I'm talking to you. He is not far away, dear listener. He's not up in a cloud. He's not in another planet. He's not with Joanne down the hall or with Franca or with George. He's right here with you. He's with each and every one of us. He is an awesome, and I don't mean like great. I mean beyond our understanding. That is the God we have, that we cannot understand totally the immense power and the immense glory, the immenseness of Jesus, the immenseness of the power and the authority that God has, that He has created this earth, that He created the stars, that He did all of that, and He created us in His own image. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you, not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. Your faith hasn't dwindled, my friend. Your faith hasn't gone smaller. It has become a true testimony of what you're going through, that you can say, I'm listening to Radio Maria at this time. I hear Christina's voice because I believe in Jesus Christ. That's why I'm listening. That's why I am not of this world, because I know that Jesus is with me. For as in one body we have many members, and not all the members have the same function, so we who are many are one body in Christ, and individually we are members of one another. In other words, wherever you may be, no matter how low and how desperate the situation, just look around you and believe that you are not alone. God has not put you on this earth to feel alone. You know, we read, I gave a talk the other day on grief and to a group of people at our parish, and I talked about St. Teresa of Avila, who lost her mom at the age of 13. I mean, a 13-year-old losing her mom. You know, little girls and little moms sort of go hand in hand, even little boys, but she had lost her mom, and it was such a huge, huge, like you might as well cut off her arm, both arms, because it was a complete, I mean, she was in the pit of desperation. And who does she turn to? She turns to the Blessed Mother, because she knew that going to her, that was going to be her mother for the rest of her life. And she leaned on the Blessed Mother. And when she leaned on her and asked her to help her, she really did find peace. She found peace and purpose and the reason to keep on living and to keep on going. We have gifts, dear listeners, of many kinds. And you think, oh, well, what kind of a gift do I have if I'm sitting here in this situation? What kind of a gift? But you might be a very good listener. And, you know, people are so amazing. But sometimes people love just to hear their voice and they don't want to listen. But you might have that gift of listening, those strong shoulders that sit and listen to the cries of an individual who is suffering, and you yourself know suffering. What a gift that is. Not everyone can listen and be quiet. And that is so important for us, dear listeners, to think of the gifts that God has blessed us with, to share those gifts as best as we can, no matter how small. You may enjoy drawing, or maybe you enjoy writing poetry, or maybe you enjoy singing, or maybe it's cooking or gardening. I tell you, I have a plant here. Well, I've had to say goodbye to the plant, but it was given to me by my actually, I had a plant similar to my mom's, and my mom has one in her condo. And if you see her condo, it's a lovely condo, but there isn't a glimmer of sunlight in that condo. I know I'm the worst one for directionality, so I won't tell you which way she's facing. I'll take a wild guess and say it's north. But I'm not sure. Anyways, all I know is that's condo for the life of her. It doesn't matter what time of year, no matter how bright and sunny it is outside, there isn't any sunlight in her condo. And yet, she's got the greenest thumb ever. Doesn't this lovely little plant, I'm sure you know what it's called. It has red flowers the shape of a heart, and they're very shiny leaves, and they're beautiful. And I had this that I bought, right? And I bought one for her. And, of course, hers is thriving. And here's mine. Well, let's just say it ended up in the recycling because it didn't last anywhere near hers. And we fed it and we fertilized it. And I moved it to one window. I moved it to somewhere else. I moved it away from another window. And it didn't matter where I put the little thing. It just died on me. So I'm just saying that people have gifts, dear listeners. Every one of us is blessed with something. Don't ever underestimate your gift that you have been given to you by the grace of God. He's given you something. So use it. No matter where you are, I want you to step up and use it. Stop squandering, stop whining and saying, well, you know, I'm not as talented as her or as him. No, you are. You are been given a gift, and it may come from your heart, it may come from your mouth, it may come from your patience, your tolerance, your acceptance, your sensitivity, your kindness, your honesty. Believe me, dear listeners, God has blessed us with each of us a gift. Mine is definitely not directionality. Whereas my husband, you can put him in the depths of the forest and that man will find his way out. You can give me a GPS in there and a tracking pigeon and I still wouldn't be able to get out of there. So I know that every one of us has a gift. So I want you to remember that. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with mutual affection. In other words, mutual affection. The way you care about you and you say, you know what, I know I'm not a great person, I'm not the best, but I'm okay. God loves me just the way I am, and I'm trying to do better, and God will help me. Every day will be better than yesterday. Then we need to love one another, outdo one another in showing honor. Rejoice in hope and be patient in suffering. Persevere in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints. Extend hospitality to strangers. And here is the biggie one. Are you ready? Romans 12:14. Bless those who persecute you. I can hear you grumbling in the back. Bless those who persecute you. Bless and do not curse them. And they're everywhere. Dear listeners, if you drive a car, you just have to get out of church in the first 10 minutes and someone will cut you off and you'll think, why did he do that? You know, but this is our test of faith, that bless those who persecute you, who offend you, because then you say to yourself, well, maybe he's got to go somewhere. Maybe he's late. Maybe he's not feeling well. Or, you know, there's always a reason behind what people do sometimes. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. And those, as I say, wherever you may be, you're not alone. You never have been alone. Live in harmony with one another. Do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly. Do not claim to be wiser than you are. Boy, they're very humbling statements by our Lord. They're very humbling, and they keep our feet firm on the ground. And they don't cement us, because God doesn't want us cemented and can't move forward, but they give us that those nice, strong roots that keep us to hold fast to our faith. How wonderful is that? And if it is possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave room for the wrath of God, for it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. If your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And more I read from Scripture, the more soothing I'm sure those words are to your soul and to your spirit. Because that is what we need, dear listener. If you're not far from a library or a bookstore, you need to invest in a Bible. And have it blessed, if you can, from your parish priest. And let him bless it for you. You know, as we are approaching the end of our liturgical year, it gives us an invitation to re-enter this whole process of transformation for ourselves and for our world. We do stand at the threshold, looking back and looking ahead. And this is a very valuable process for all of us, dear listeners, that involves a real deliberate, on purpose, letting go of the past and an intentional welcoming of future possibilities with a positive outlook, with hope in our mouth, with hope in our heart. We will make choices and decisions in the coming year that will create our reality. We do live, unfortunately, on a wounded planet. And we share life in a world of suffering humanity, but we do not despair. The Lord Jesus continues to awaken us. We have what we need to bring peace within ourselves and our world. And that is a prayer for each and every one of us. I want you to take a moment today. If you've got sun, just relax and take a moment and be quiet and reflect on what you might need to let go of this year, this past year. Is it an old grudge, a certain attitude maybe, or a behavior? Maybe some strong emotion that has been hindering your spiritual growth. And maybe it's an aspect of yourself that has gotten out of hand. alcohol, drugs, addictions of any sort. And now I want you, dear listener, to realize that God loves you in spite of all these problems, that He is asking you to come to Him willingly, openly, and lay your life down at the foot of the cross for Jesus, and He will help you. Pause and look toward the new year by asking, what is it that I want to welcome this year? Do I want to change in how I talk to others? Is it my involvement with other people? Is that what I need to change? So, to let go of the idea that I am separate from the rest of creation, then to welcome the vast opportunities to unite with my surroundings. To let go of whatever keeps me indifferent to the suffering of others, in the positive aspect, to draw forth and act on the compassion stored within me. To let go of past grievances and tightly held hurts that I carry, and instead to welcome and act on my ability to forgive and be healed. To let go of being imprisoned by stingy self-centeredness, and yet to welcome the ways that life lures forth my ability to love. To let go of the desire to have a perfect, undisturbed life, and yet to welcome the take-for-granted peacefulness I already have. Maximize, my friend, maximize where you are right now, wherever you are, maximize it. Be bold, be happy, smile. Whatever the suffering is in front of you, know that God already knows your suffering. Whatever the tears you have spent crying, know that God holds them in His hand for you. Whatever you are going through, what worry, give it to the Lord and say, Lord, here it is. Here's all my worries. I put them in this pail. Please, Lord, take them from me. I can't handle it. I know you can. I am not God, but you are. And God will lift you out of the depths of sorrow and out of that. Every day, I promise you, precious listeners, will get better and better. Oh, holy Lord, from long ago, people have sought your light to guide their way. As the new year opens, enable me to be more fully yours. Guide me in letting go of what keeps me from growing. Lead me to know and welcome what will enlarge my love for you. Amen. Dear listeners, our time is gone. But in those moments together, I pray that you have been lifted up above the dirt and above the mirror, but found peace. And find it, ask for it, and God will give it to you because He loves you so much. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. God bless you, and see you on Friday.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day. A single day.